Dear Lord, please grant us the grace of purity of mind and body, and help us to resist the devils, the flesh, and the world, and extinguish anything in us that is not of you. Amen. I kept hearing the words Immaculate Conception over and over again, and asked the Lord the reason why. He responded immediately, "Purification of a family line for me to enter into this world didn't start with Mary. It started generations before her time, so that my mother, from the very moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, had our protection from original sin, so that she would be a purified vessel to become the Mother of God." When he said our, he is referring to the Trinity. And here I want to say that we celebrate the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary on September 8th, and 9 months before that is December 8th, the feast day of the Immaculate Conception, which also happens to be the date of when Brother John and I will marry in less than 2 weeks. The Immaculate Conception represents Christ's saving grace operating through Mary in anticipation of his redemption of man and in God's foreknowledge of his divine will for her. It is an expression of God's love for Mary, who gave herself fully, completely, and without hesitation to his service. Jesus continued, "As it took generations to prepare my earthly family line, now is the time to radically and without hesitation to press in and prepare yourselves and your families for my coming. This purification process takes time. Start today, right now, to ask for our help in purging you of unrighteousness, ungodliness, and anything unclean you carry in your hearts and minds. We are standing by to assist you. All you have to do is ask, and teach others in your family and who you interact with to do the same. Time is running short, and soon I will come for my elect. It will happen as war escalates, and there are further breakouts of war on earth. You have been warned by my messengers over and over again. So please prepare yourselves, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and those around you. Time spent with me and in prayer will be your greatest defense. Draw together in your houses or wherever you are and pray. Ask for heavenly and divine intervention, and we will grant this request. Praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet will be especially effective. It will be all about the salvation of souls. Pray for my mercy, for those who die without knowing me. Pray the lost will call upon me before it's too late. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what you need to repent of presently and in the past. Stay clean and unblemished, and make a thorough examination of your life with my Spirit's help, and repent of these sins and iniquities. If you harbor resentment and unforgiveness, please, dear ones, forgive others, and so you will be forgiven. Ask to be forgiven for your offenses and negligence to your God and Creator. Don't judge anyone. Let go of the bitterness, and we will help you uproot this from your heart and grant you the grace to be truly repentant and sorry for your sins." And that was the end of his message. Dear family, when the Lord spoke these words, he was very serious, in great agony and distress over the current state of mankind. So please, let's respond with urgency to his words and do whatever we need to do to stay clean before him and help others do the same. If you have family members, relatives, friends, or know someone who have not invited Jesus into their hearts and are not saved, please continually lift them up in prayer by saying, Lord God, do not let, and here name them, die in their own sins. Please do not let me or anyone else die in our sins. Save them, O Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We need people, dreams, visions, saints, and angels to be sent with the gospel to our loved ones and all mankind. Thank you, God, for your infinite and merciful love to defer judgment until all the lost are brought into your sheepfold. May they find all they need in Christ today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.